Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
It includes the sounds of 89% of the birds on Earth as of 2020, as well as photos and videos. Bird Song Hero is a great way to start imagining what you're listening to, which will help you figure out who's singing. Bird songs are complex, often seasonal, and often musical, including companion ads or venue maintenance. I never thought there were so many songs about birds. You don't pay attention to it until it's listed in front of you. We've rounded up 10 bird sounds and songs you usually hear when you're in your backyard or neighborhood, especially in the spring. In this article, we'll take a look at 5 pairs of similar-sounding songs you might find in your backyard or park, and use spectrograms to help you remember how to separate them. Comets? If you are gardening in your yard or roaming the woods, you may be able to use our guide to identify some of the characteristic bird calls. Our online bird guide contains over 600 sounds you can hear, and thousands more are available in searchable format at the Macaulay Library of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. You can also purchase regional audio guides produced by the Macaulay Library or use our free Merlin Bird ID app to listen to birdsong and call almost anywhere. You can go for a walk with a more experienced bird watcher, get a CD that plays a song and tells you the bird's name, or there are even websites and apps with similar features that you can take on the road. As you listen to the birds around you and study the recordings, try placing the songs in different categories, as shown below. As you continue to work through the song identification guide, constantly making choices, you are eliminating more and more bird sounds. All of these sounds share the same attributes that you have chosen, and the guide no longer breaks this group apart. You can highlight the species in the selection box and click that Select Bird button to see a link to the audio file of the species and a description of the sound you hear. You may know which bird is singing. The sound presented here may have nothing to do with what you hear. In my doctoral research on recordings of historical bird sounds, people often raise their emotional connection with this type of song. Both species tend to use fast encore elements, one is a slow to fast trill, and the hooded oriole is a distinctive drone. Both species sing, both species include trills, lowing and clear notes, but their calling notes are different. The song of the white-crowned sparrow is a mixture of trills and hums, and according to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, is one of the best-studied bird songs due to differences between subspecies. From region to region, these brown birds offer listeners a varied song repertoire and, like all great composers, give their music a distinctive flavor by adding unique interludes of varying tempo between standard song phrases. Choose one of these popular species to hear its distinctive bird sounds, from the vocalization of a parrot to the chirping of songbirds. You may know birds that have migrated to Milwaukee and will stay there for the summer, such as the Baltimore Oriole or the red-throated hummingbird. Studying birdsong is a great way to identify birds hiding in dense vegetation, distant birds, nocturnal birds, and birds that look identical to each other. We believe that in certain species of birds, their songs and calls mean different things when they communicate. If the purpose of birdsong is to attract a partner or protect the family, then the place where they sing also matters. Many bird songs change pitch, such as the ascending, melodious song of the meadow warbler or the sweet descending whistle of the canyon wren. Even in minor songs there are repetitive parts, but they are also contained in separate notes collected from the calls of other species. When you first hear the dawn choir in full swing, the sheer onslaught of birdsong can be overwhelming. The gurgling songs of the western meadow lark grace the fields, farms, and grasslands of the west and upper Midwest, and are often included as background bird sounds in films. My old swinging ears also appreciate the sounds of nature, whether they come from a frog, a grasshopper, a puff of wind or flowing water, and my favorite nature sounds, by far, are the vocalizations of birds. My children and I love to spend a lot of time outdoors and get to know different types of nature. Although birds come from everywhere, this book offers many ways to enjoy this
book together. If you love birds as much as I do, create a playlist of pop, rock, and country songs to celebrate all the joy, power, and freedom they represent. Dora has a pop music playlist and Bob, as usual, is overwhelmed by the number of bird songs. I added Bird Dog, songs about interlopers and love triangles, a Nightingale song already on the bird playlist at number 36, and added a John Denver song. I used to sing it to my son before bed every night, singing the Beatles' Blackbird. I also sang White Bird by It Is a Beautiful Day. Anyway, those were the first two songs I thought of.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Alex and this was episode 1503 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.